Al. I spotted it. That crater, next crater up is this one right here.
What are you playing?
Where are you? Right behind you. That crater is that crater right up there. That crater is the crater over to the left of it.
What do you think B is?
I think B is the one we just passed. Right there, where we were talking.
All right.
And here's the little, it is. Here's the little double crater right beside it. Up here. See, there's that crater. See, there's the little double crater. It's right there in front of you.
Okay, let's go sample B.
Let's sample B.
Okay, and Alan, this is a grab sample at B, and we need the panorama, and while somebody's doing that, we can get a site description.
I'll get a pan, man.
Okay. And while Al takes the pan, I'll go ahead and give you a site description. The area here is in an area of considerably more boulders, a larger boulder field, more numerous boulders than we've seen in the past. We've just come into it as we approached B from A. Now, there were boulders to the north of us. We've previously talked to boulders to the north, and they may turn out to be a ray pattern. It looks suspiciously like one. However, where we are now, we're about on the edge of a general boulder population lining the flank of Cone Crater. Now, they're not too numerous at this point. They're somewhat patchy. There's a lot of them buried, half buried. A few of the smaller ones sitting on the surface. These boulders are filleted. And we'll have to sample that filleting later. The surface texture, the find is very much appears very much the same as what we've been walking on all along. And about the only difference we could see is probably a larger number of smaller craters. I say probably. There's numerous, unless you really make a population count, you can't tell. I'm guessing a larger number of craters, probably secondaries from cone, perhaps, and certainly a larger number of boulders lying around. Now, most of these boulders are rounded. There are a few angular ones. There are a few rocks with angulars, but angularities. But by and large, you can see edges that have been chipped off, indicating the beginning of a smoothing process. And some of them are far beyond the beginning of smoothing. They're worn down pretty well. And most of the rough edges are where they have fractured and perhaps turned over. Most of them appear to be along fractures or where other rocks are sitting near them that might have once been a part of that boulder.
Roger, Ed, and is Al got the grab sample completed now?
I'm getting it now.
Grabbing it now.
I'm just going to give you a quick stereo on it.
Okay, and we need a frame count before departing B. And right now we're about 15 minutes behind in the timeline.
Okay. Better we expect you're going to fall behind you. There's no way we can help it. We'll pick it up later.
All right.
The grab sample is a flight plan change, the grab sample replacing the documented sample.
Okay, grab sample from the west rim of Bravo Crater back 5 November.
Right, now then on to complete this description. We are standing on a fairly high point, well, not really on a high point, about halfway up the slope to our north, and slightly to the west of us seems to be the low point in this area. It's surrounded by a rim that's reminiscent of a very, very old crater. The topography doesn't show up on the map, but indeed it's there. About 500 yards to the north and west activity in this area. Can we be ready to press on?
Yes, sir. I got my handles screwed back on here.
Okay. The next stop is the top of Cone. Let's get everything secured for that trip.
Okay, and I would like to Frank count
okay,
for you to park.
Yeah. You got a frame count of 3-4 from Al.
And 2-9 from Ed.
All right, the 3-4 and 2-9.
And 3-4. Okay. Was loose.
And the work loose for
you? Yep.
Okay, I've got the map.
Okay, you want to go first and I'll follow.
Okay. To the top of Cone Crater.
Yeah, now let's,
okay, we're starting the clock.
Okay. Supposed to go almost to the east here and then on my flank.
East, a little bit to
the... See that flank up there?
Just barely see the rim of it on the far side.
Right, right? So we probably ought to head directly for flank, and I'm up from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Houston, as we go across here, this ground is, Al probably previously described it, but it's very undulating. I would suspect that there is not 10 yards at the most between what were once old craters. They are most of them worn down, but the surface is continuously undulating. There's hardly a level spot anywhere.
Roger it.
As we come on up toward Cone, we're getting seeing a lot more buried rocks, bigger rocks.
We're keeping our eyes open for a contact here, but because of the sun angle, it makes it very difficult to see. However, I expect that by the time we get a little closer up to Frank, be pulling for a while.
That's a ship hand. I'm good.
Okay. The time we get a little closer up the flank, we might find some kind of a contact. The range of Cone Crater to the north is very apparent, as we expected that it would be. It stretches off into the distance and meets with the far horizon.
Roger, Al.
Better I'm trying to find something distinctive to say about some of these craters we're going by, and very hard to do so. They're all smooth walls, except the very freshest one, and we're coming by a very fresh one now, which is rubbly on the end. Hey, it may even... That has some pretty good chunks of rubble on the inside. This is about the freshest crater this size we've seen, Al.
That's correct. This is a very fresh crater. It's about, opposite to the crater at Stop D. It's a crater about 20 meters in diameter and about 2 meters deep, and I'll get a quick rock from the side.
Right, down.
I'll just drop down on a knee, pick up a rock, and he went in 3-4 inches. Need some help out?
Yeah, I think so. I can't get any.
Okay. Come on, give me your hand.
And then I got it now. Okay.
Hey, come on up.
Okay.
You're on your feet.
Okay, just a quick example from the side of that crater.
You think your father does know about where we are, Fredo?
The board, I think, has reading for you just past the position of beam of E. Looking about halfway between B and D.
And we're starting uphill now. Plan's fairly gentle at this point, but it's definitely uphill.
Okay, baby.
Okay, I got almost turned, didn't it?
Yeah. And that grab sample from the west rim of the crater, which drive is blocky, is in bag 6.
Roger, bag 6.
Shepard, Mitchell, about two-thirds of the way now to Cone Crater.
Okay, the going is still very smooth as far as the area they were able to pick out. Of course, we're tracing kind of a sinuous course here, being out of the crater.
And Fredo, we're help further locate us if you can. We're going by two very, well, fairly fresh craters. I don't think quite as fresh as the one we were just talking about. The eastmost one is fresher. The westmost one is the freshest. They're separated about 75 to 100 feet, and they're about 25 to 30 feet across. And 5 feet deep, I guess. The westmost one has got small blocks in it. The eastmost one is very smooth.
Roger, Ed, and you described the blocks here a couple of times. Now, I think you used the term rubble, but I'd assume you...
I'm not sure that's quite true, Fred. Some of it looked like... stuff that belonged there that had not fallen there.
There's a lot of glass in that rock here.
Yeah. Oh, there sure is. It looked like some of that so-called rubble looked like it had might be the residual of an impact just lying at the bottom. And just as we're passing a rock much too big to pick up, there's a whale of a lot of glass in it.
Roger. About how big is it?
Yeah. Look. It's about a foot and a half, 2 foot, yeah, about a foot and a half across.
Roger, Ed, and take off the glass.
Splatter, Brad.
And I'm going on medium cooling for a minute.
Okay, and Alan, Ed, why don't we take a little rest here for a minute, and we'd like another chem account, too.
Like a what? We haven't taken any pictures since the last one, I don't think.
Okay, Ed.
Okay, we'll slow down the traverse here. Okay. Should be flank right here, Ed.
Pardon?
Should be flank right over here.
It's out of sight, you mean?
Right, yeah, right there.
Good stuff. Let's go over and see.
Okay, Alan, Ed, I assume you're on the move now and heading toward the flank. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Heading toward where we think flank is. I'll pull for a while out.
That's okay, I got it for us.
Shepard pulling the Met at this time.
we pull up beside this big crater, take a break, get the map, see if we can find out exactly where we are. Press on from there. This should be distinctive enough.
And, Alan, Ed, while you're stopped here, we could use a photo pin.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest that. Hey, Al, I'll grab the map, get over here and see, find it.
You pull it up on normal level ground.
Okay. Give you a push.
Okay, there we are.
Levels? That looks good.
Okay.
Looks like it's kind of flat over there, the way it's leaning.
Say that last again, Ed.
Just talking, never mind.
And that now we're gonna have a tight hand over here.
Hey, you're saying the pair is complete on magazine Lima Lima. Frame count is 5-7.
Roger, 5-7 now.
Oh, you're breaking up, Fred.
Copy 5-7. How's that?
Read again.
Hey, Ed, you read Houston?
Red. Fred, you're breaking up completely.
Okay. Start on up to the ramp.
Yeah, just one second though. I think I got it.
See, I'll hit her now.
Fredo, can you read?
Go ahead, Dad.
Oh, I'm getting the feedback of my own voice.
Okay, yeah, it goes through.
Okay. Can we pull a while out?
Okay. No, Dad.
I can't really spot this crater, but I think I know where we are. We're pretty close to where you said we were.
Yes, any of your transmissions are still unreadable?
Roger, Al, I hadn't been talking. How do you read me now?
I think it's dead ahead of y'all. Oh, wait a minute. This is probably it right here. Yeah.
Am I right?
Yep. Let's just double check to see.
It's got about a 4-meter radius crater in the south wall.
That has to be it.
Okay, Houston, we're going by flank on the way up. We're passing to the north side of it.
Roger out. Copy.
I'm afraid you're still unreadable.
Pretty full of all out. We're having all the fun.
Both Shepard and Mitchell heart rates going up to about 120 while they were traveling uphill.
Put the map away. Okay. We're just putting the map away.
All right.
With the higher rates, this occasioned the rest stop. We're at 100.
Okay.
We're at 133 hours, 34 minutes, the ground lapse time.
Federer, you're back with us?
Okay, I'll try again. How do you read that?
Okay, that's much better. You got a background squeal.
Okay, evidently that station switch gave us some problems. I've been copying both of you all the way, though. We have you now just past the point. Okay, we've been copying you most of the time, and I have you by a point now.
That's affirmative. And the grade's getting pretty steep.
You got any estimates?
And the soil here is a bit firmer, I think, than we've been on before. Except around what the mounds in between craters where it's been thrown up. But by and large, it seems to have a little firmer footing. We're not sinking in as deep.
Now, that should help you with the climb there.
That helps a little bit. Al's picked up the back. Al's got the back of the mat now, and we're carrying it up. I think it seems easier. That's right.
There are two guys here that figured you'd carry it up.
Say again?
So there's two guys sitting next to me here that kind of figured you'd end up carrying it up.
Well, it'll roll along here, except we just move faster carrying it. Okay, you want to rest here with this rock, okay? This is the first big boulder we've seen here, so I think it's worthwhile taking a picture of it with the close-up. Go ahead, keep going. I'll pull it up. We'll probably ought to take a pan to locate everything here while you're taking the close-up.
Okay, I understand now you're shooting a close-up shot of a big boulder. Now, what's the size of this one, Al?
Okay, a shot's been taken on the close-up counter number 317. Sun angle was 8 o'clock. This particular one is only about 12 feet long by about 4 feet wide. It's about one-third buried. It's old, very weathered. There are some evidence of some crystal shining through some of the fractures.
And I've taken a Hasselblad out of the rock, and we'll take a pan now. From this location, help document our force going to the top of Cone Crater.
Roger, copy.
the reference to carrying the met up to the ridge of Cone Crater, the backup crew is here at the Capcom console, and apparently they had a bet on pre-flight. We're at 133 hours, 39 minutes. Ground elapsed time, 1 hour, 50 minutes since cabin depress.
I can look right across into the breach at the north rim of Old Nameless. We're about even on it now.
Okay, and copy that. And was there any noticeable dust on the large boulder?
Not where I took the picture. Mr. Phillips around the bottom.
Okay, copy now.
Okay, and 44, Fred, was my frame count.
Roger.
I believe that's, I remember it. And I'm going to move on out. I'll head up here.
Shepard Mitchell pressing on toward the rim of Cone Crater.
just right straight up is the best way to go.
Big bird.
Right straight up is the best way to go.
Thanks, sir.
Stay away from the rocks.
Okay, get a little momentum going.
Hey, Houston, we're pursuing onward now.
I do.
And the boulder field. As I pointed out, the rocks and boulders get more numerous towards the top here. However, it's nothing like the rubble and the large boulders that we saw at the Nevada test site. Now, this is surprising to me. I expected it to be more like that, but it is not. At least not where we're looking now. Territory yet.
I think, Fred, if you'll keep those questions in mind, best thing for us to do is to get up here and document and sample what I feel is pretty sure is a clone ejecta. And then when we head down sun, we'll be able to see these subtle variations in rock types a lot better than we are right now.
Roger.
Shepard's heart rate rose to 150. Mitchell's 128. This occasioned a second rest stop. That call up from Fred Hayes, a 30-minute extension to the EVA time. We'll stand by.
And Al, did you copy 30-minute extension?
We got it. Yeah, that's affirmative, Fred. Thank you. Up there. Yeah. Go on there.
last time, 133 hours.